prisoner at the bar. You have pleaded guilty to the charge of riding a bicycle without lights after the hours of darkness and have asked for 17 other offenses to be taken into consideration.
Yes, Your Honor.
And what are these offenses?
12 murders, 4 blackmail, and a great train robbery.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, and Joan Sims in...
Stop messing about. Oh, hello and welcome. Well, they've given me such a funny line to start off with this week. Well, honestly. And what?
Oh, hello, Ken.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I've got a terrible hangover.
Yes, I noticed when you were sitting on that stool in the canteen.
Yeah.
Hello, my head. Oh, I need a hair of the dog.
Oh, the way you're going, thin on top, you'll need several. Several hairs, thin on top. If you'd all pay your license, we could afford better jokes.
Oh, but... Joan, what a wonderful night we spent together.
Oh, like that, was it? And they don't care who knows. Brazen, isn't it?
We spent the night together in the company of a number of other people.
Kinky!
In fact, we were voted the liveliest couple on the floor.
Oh! Was it a dance?
No, pajama party.
Oh! And who gave it then? And why wasn't I invited?
Well, face it, Ken, you're not really a swinger.
I can swing it as well as the next fella.
Talking about...
I think it's disgusting. Going to a party without me. I mean, who could be so rotten, so devious as to invite you two without offering me the pleasure? I just think it's awful.
Actually, Mr. Williams, it was me. Mm-hmm. And I did invite you, but you said you were washing your hair.
Oh, yes, but I hardly expected a party of yours to be ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, wrong-a-dong-dong. So there, it was a right, if you'll pardon the expression, rave-up.
Yeah!
But I have managed to prop open my eyes with matchsticks in order to read the following announcement. Now, it's Crackerjack and Ollie with Mother Time, which this week has moved north of the border.
High time, if you ask me.
I didn't. And here, with a sprig of white heather in her bonnet and a homemade haggis in her reticule, is Bonnie Wee Maud Nelson.
Hello, Tinies, and Biggies too. And long may your little lums reek. Today's story is about a cow. She was an Aberdeen Angus called Flora, who was very sad. She so much wanted to go to the Hogmanay Ball, but she couldn't find anyone to escort her. And she didn't want the others saying, "Who's that poor cow all on her own?" One frosty night at milking time, Flora was just wishing the farmer would warm his hands first when she heard a strange noise behind the milk churn. It was a little old lady in high button boots and a felt hat who was waving an empty milk jug and crying, "Ooh, the milkin's let me down again." So Flora said, "Dinna fash yourself, hen. Have a pinter on me, the loo." And then, what do you think? The little old lady changed into a beautiful Scottish fairy with a tinsel tam o' shanter and sequins all over her sporran. She waved her magic wand, and before you could say, "Many a mickle, max a muckle," she had turned Flora into a pumpkin. "Ooh-hoo," said the fairy, "I've made a right muckle of that." But now for our song. Here's what I learned when I went for a tramp in the Trossachs. He said he was called Old Reeky, and frankly, I'm not surprised. Bonnie Wee Angus said to me, "Let's go walking up the glen." Well, I was wondering, do you ken what Angus meant? But after he'd walked me up the glen, he only walked me down again. So I really can't imagine why we went.
so we come to our regular feature, Feeble Fables, Stories with a Moral. Our story this week is set in the South Sea Islands.
My name is Virginia. Virginia Tipped. I'm a cigarette... I'm a cigarette girl. I make a packet... selling fags to rich tourists who come to our club in Tahiti, the Waving Palms, named after the doorman and the waiter, who are always after a tip. But my favorite customer was an impoverished artist called Wolf Whistler. He used to haggle with me over the price of cigarettes, and in the end, I found myself giving him more than I bargained for.
Oh, Virginia.
Oh, Wolf. What we're doing is wanton.
Yes, I'm the one who's wanting it.
But I'm afraid. So afraid.
Oh, come on. Who's afraid of Wolf, Virginia?
Not afraid of you, of my husband, Angelo. He is head of the notorious criminal organization that controls the local grass skirt industry.
You mean the Raffia Mafia?
Dear, what a terrible joke. I'm glad I'm not in this thing.
But we love each other. Virginia, this thing is bigger than both of us.
If I had been in the scene, that line would have been censored.
As I was saying... My husband, if he finds us together, he'll murder you. He's a huge, vicious, brute of a man with a grip of steel, cold killer's eyes and broad, massive shoulders. And if he came through that door right now, he'd say...
Hello. I am Angelo, the head of the notorious criminal organisation that controls the canteen supplies to the local women's air force station.
You mean?
Yes, the Naffia Waffia Mafia. The jokes are no better when I am in the scene.
Angelo!
Yes. How is it that I find you in a compromising position with this man? I ask you, Virginia, how is it?
Well, up to now, it's been quite nice.
Oh, I'm sick of it, honest. Round here, it's like the perfumed garden.
Angelo, I love Virginia.
Be on the boat to the mainland first thing tomorrow. Oh, I'll be so angry, I'll stamp my foot right on your face.
Knew that for his own safety he should leave the island, and every day he would get down as far as the harbor. But because of his love for me, he couldn't bring himself to catch the boat. Meanwhile, Angelo was plotting with his henchmen to get rid of Wolf.
Now, the idea is... You to take this box of nitroglycerin down to Whistler's beach hut, tie it under his rocking chair.
Oh, yeah.
But be very, very careful with it on your way there.
Oh, yours, boss?
Right then. Off you go. What a helpful henchman. Now, what's his nickname? Ah, yes.
Butterfingers.
Now, the idea is for me to wait here in Whistler's Beach holding this hand grenade. Then when he comes through the door, I'll pull out the pin and chuck it at him. Yeah, here he comes now. I pull out the pin. He opens the door. Come in. Come in. Come in.
How is he, Doctor?
Well, he's taking a nasty bang. But he's going to be all right.
Oh, Angelo, I realize now that it's you I love. We'll start a new life, have a house of our own, perhaps even... a little one.
Right, if you prefer a bungalow. But what about Wolf Whistler?
He's gone for good. He left for the mainland this morning.
Oh,
no, I didn't. I got to the jetty too late and the ship had already sailed.
Oh, I can't take any more. This happens every day.
And the moral of this week's story is...
No, stop missing the boat.
Problem Corner. Once again, we come face to face with one of life's little tragedies. In the person of our problem man of the week.
My name is Clarence J. Mouse, partner, and I keep getting this conviction.
Then stop doing it.
I haven't finished. This conviction that the whole world is against me due to the fact that people keep pinching my masterpiece.
Oh, I am sorry.
You see, some years ago, whilst having a bath, I made this remarkable discovery which has altered my whole life.
Congratulations.
Thank you. In fact, it was a milestone.
In your bath?
No, in my career. You see, it was a note.
From whom? Someone waiting to use the bath?
No. A musical note. You see, our bathroom has very unique acoustics. The geyser doesn't work, but the acoustics are without parallel. This enabled me to discover this note. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to. But, don't you need a bath?
No, I had one last night, thank you. But a piano would help me to get going.
Certainly, if that's what turns you on. By the way, has your note got a name?
Oh, yes. I decided to name it after the man who discovered it, like Rhodesia.
You don't mean you've called it Mouse Partner Easier? Well, why don't you sing it for us?
Oh, with great pleasure. I'll just do my little intro first. Do, 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 re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, Clarence J. Bell's partner. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Exquisite. But haven't I heard it before somewhere?
That's what they all say! You know what I think, don't you?
No, what?
They've been sneaking to my house for a quiet earful.
What makes you think that?
Oh, just lately all the music's gone out of my bathroom.
We hear many heartwarming tales of people doing all they can to help their neighbours, like lending them a packet of tea without asking for a banker's reference. But how far does neighbourliness go? Well, this problem bothers many of us, especially Sid and Rita Dipfinger.
See, I've had another visit from that Mr. Norris next door, dear. He's been trying it on again.
Oh, not again, Rita. Only has the nerve to call himself a vegetarian.
Exactly, dear. Came in here bold as brass and asked if he could borrow our staircase.
Oh, I hope you didn't lend it to him, Rita. He never brought back my sink plunger, you know. I'm surprised you let him in the door.
Oh, I didn't. He came through the wall.
Oh, that's a bit of a liberty, coming through the wall. Did he knock? Did he knock, Rita?
Oh, yes. He was knocking for hours before he actually came through. Said something about being trapped by fallen masonry.
Oh, just an excuse, Rita. What did Mr. Norris want to make a hole for, Rita?
Well, he said it was to rescue Mrs. Norris. Oh. She's been trapped on their landing, he said, dangling from the banister.
Oh, Rita, that's stretching things a bit, isn't it?
Well, it's just what I said to Mr. Norris. She's no business to be hanging from the banisters at 4:30 of an afternoon. My husband wouldn't stand for it, I said.
Oh, neither would our banister.
Oh,
look at something.
No, but seriously, about the Norrises, they've no right to come bursting in just because they live next door.
Well, I don't think they'll be there much longer, Rita.
Oh, how's that seem?
Well, I was meaning to tell you, their house is on fire.
Time now for our song spot, and our singers this week are a group who need no introduction from me, so they aren't going to get one. The Maxi Length Harris Male Voice Choir.
It's boner to open up your ear and sing. It's boner to hear the Obi voices ring in a make it known that my friend here has an announcement to make. He wants to apologise, don't you?
Go on.
Yes.
Go on, then.
Yes.
Go on.
Are you listening when...
Louder, Ducky. She'll never hear that in Crouch End. Pitch it up.
up. Yes. Sorry about last Friday, Winlove. We never showed up for your fish tea and sing song.
No, she does a lovely fish tea, Ducky. Straight out the Crouch End Gazette and onto your plate.
No.
Yes, but you had other fish to fry, didn't you?
Well, not exactly fish.
No. Lord's the pity. Went up west, didn't you?
Yes.
And tell her for why.
Well, I saw this advert for one of these big stores, and it said, I can't.
Go on, get it out.
No.
Go on. Purge yourself, fool. Go on, purge yourself.
No, I
dare. Go on, tell her, what did the advert say?
Shall I?
Yes, go on, tell her what it said.
It said, mail sale.
Mail sale, Zachary, and he fell for it, didn't you? Fell for it, he did. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know where I put myself.
Oh,
well, why don't you put yourself into a sock?
Oh, Mary Poppins popping in.
Thank you. And before I pop out again, I'd like to know the name of this week's vocal gem.
Well, Chuck. it's a trio from the Mikado.
Trio from Mikado.
Trio from the Mikado. Yes, that's what it is. But we do it a bit different.
Yeah.
You'd have to, as there's only two of you. I hope it won't land you in the doily car.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock. Anyway, nowadays, we'll bring back two.
Doily car. Chic, though.
Two little homies on the troll.
Under the flowered parasol. Both of us boner as can be.
And wish that we was three.
Speak for yourself, Ducky.
I was.
Ooh, you're brazen with it.
Out for an evening way up west.
You took hours getting dressed.
Well, I had to change my vest.
You don't think it's going to show?
Well, Chuck, you never know. Might do a theatre or a movie.
Don't wave an handkerchief, it's poofy.
I wasn't waving it, I was dusting the talc off my see-through shirt.
Well, at least wait till someone's trying to see through it. Honestly.
Oh, what will the night unfold for two little homies?
Now it's time for the Smith Report. The Smith Report looks at radio, which, let's face it, is better than listening to. Radio, is it merely entertainment with knobs on? What does the man in the street have to say?
I'm a great admirer of the BBC. Great. Wasn't it Lord Reith who said, "Nation shall speak peace unto nation"? Yes. Just before the Second World War.
But what are the views of an expert?
I'm an expert, I'll tell you. The beauty of radio is that it's the theatre of the mind. In a radio play, one can imagine from the voice the slim-limbed, full-bosomed young woman flashing her thighs in the summer sunlight, and you know, I can see in your mind every movement of her lithe body, every nuance as she takes a shower and has a bath or gets into bed. Ah, and then you look at the Radio Times and find us that her bag you made it a theatrical garden party.
BBC continues with such popular radio shows as Steptoe and Son, Not in Front of the Children, and Dr. Finlay's Casebook. These are occasionally interrupted by 18 hours a day of news and current events, and a weekly ration of 387 panel games.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Spot the Wonder Dog. We have in the studio our 137 challengers, consisting of film starlet Gloria Lalulia.
Hello.
And the Luton Girls Choir. Hello. So, on with the game. I hope you all know the rules, because I don't. Each contestant is allowed two mistakes, and last week Gloria had a spectacular pair of boobs. So, on with the game. If you hear a sound like this, it means everybody hold it. If you hear a sound like this, you're allowed to put your hand up. And finally, if you hear a sound like this, it means the studio's on fire. So, on with the game.
The first object is radishes. I repeat that. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb is... I think that rhubarb... When rhubarb was... Is rhubarb the... Any rhubarb... Oh, get...
The BBC has always strongly contested the introduction of commercial radio to this country. Will it follow the American pattern, as demonstrated in this excerpt?
Oh, Harry. Harry.
Oh, Sylvie. Sylvie.
Harry! Sylvie!
Bernie!
Bernie! Saul caught you at it at last.
Bernie, what's that in your hand?
A gun. It's a Wilchester 45 six-chamber automatic with a new easy-squeeze trigger. And I know how to use it.
Bernie, don't shoot. Think of the good times. Think of the children. Think of the mess on the carpet. But you can soon clear that up with the Miracle Carpet Cleaner, Tuft. Yes, anyone who can't get their carpet clean gets Tuft.
Sylvie, I got a gun, too.
Harry, you've killed him. You've killed him. What am I going to do?
Dial 01-890-770-539 for Imogen's instant funeral. If you've got to go, go Imogen's. And don't forget our new easy payment plan. Yes, die now, pay later.
That was Stop Messing About with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Joan Sims, and the Max Harris Group. The script was by Miles Rudge and David Cumming and Derek Collier. The program is produced by Simon Brett and John Simmons.